You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Brexit starts tomorrow. UK Prime Minister Theresa May will officially begin the 2-year process of pulling her country out of the European Union. Her two key goals: to keep the closest possible trading links with the EU and to end the automatic right of EU citizens to settle in Britain. But even before the Brexit talks begin, the flow of EU nationals into the UK has been slowing down fast. From our European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The effects have been felt in farming, manufacturing and the hotel trade. Fewer EU nationals have applied for jobs in Britain since last year's vote for Brexit. The impact, says Alex Salmond, former head of the Scottish Government, has been most worrying in the nursing profession.
The nurse registrations from Europe have dropped 75% since Brexit. In a full year, that will mean there will be 7,000 less qualified nurses from elsewhere in the European Union working in our National Health Service.
The sharp fall in the pound may have deterred some EU migrants. It's cut the value of any remittances they might want to send home. Others blame Prime Minister May for failing to reassure the 2.3 million EU workers already in Britain. Poonam Burley of the KPMG consulting firm has come across many EU employees deeply anxious about their future.
People asking questions such as, will this prevent me being promoted? Will I have to go home? Am I no longer welcome here?
Britain's construction industry is also anxious about the future. It's fretting about the fate of the 175,000 EU migrants working on construction sites around the country. If they went home, the UK could face a labour shortage, says Jeff Matsu of the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors.
It would jeopardise a predicted £500 billion of projected projects in the pipeline.
Last night, a government minister said those EU nationals already here have nothing to worry about. He added future flows will be managed in the national interest. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.